finger.
Correct Meth and Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you a little more about that commission hearing. There was a meeting over the weekend, New Year's weekend. New Year's was a Friday, January 1, that Sunday. And in the interim, in the middle of January, somebody sort of airlifted in a lawyer named Klukowski. He was a good lawyer, but in an evil purpose. And what he did was, he was following the Eastman playbook, and he was helping to quarterback Trump's strategy to have somebody in the Attorney General's office sign a fake letter saying there was fraud and encouraging the legislatures to go back and reallocate electors. So on January 3rd, Trump demands a meeting. They all get together over that weekend. And Rosen is there. Donahue is there. Engel is there. A couple of other people there. And Trump goes, are you going to sign this thing? Rosen goes, no, sir. He said, why shouldn't I get rid of you? He said, and there's a new guy there named Jeffrey Clark. Why shouldn't I appoint him? Jeffrey Clark was an environmental lawyer, no criminal experience, never tried a criminal case. And but he had piped up, and Scott Perry, the guy, the congressman who's asked for pardon, by the way, from Pennsylvania, had dug him out, recommended him to Trump. Klukowski was working with him, so was Eastman. And he said, Clark here, Jeffrey Clark, will be the acting AG. And he will sign the letter. And in the meantime, two things saved the country. One thing was that Donahue and Rosen had called all the other assistant attorney generals. The structure is there is an attorney general, a deputy, and five assistants, and they're very powerful people. Every one of them said, if this goes down and they make Jeffrey Clark the new AG, we're quitting. So Donahue said, Mr. President, with all respect, this guy Clark, and he points to him, is not competent. He's not competent to do anything in the Attorney General's office, much less be the Attorney General. If you appoint him Attorney General to write this fake letter, I will quit. Mr. Rosen will quit. Mr. Engel will quit. And all five of the assistants will quit. And then they go on and they say, and we have U.S. attorneys in every city in this country, hundreds of them, and many of them will quit. And this guy, pointing to Clark, will be the head of a graveyard. And Clark suddenly pipes up. He said, no, I've tried a lot of environmental cases. Donahue says, well, if there's an oil spill, we'll call you. There's an oil spill, we'll call you. That Trump sat back. I do not personally believe, having seen the evidence, that that's what dissuaded him. I think what dissuaded him was Steve Engel, something he said. And this is very, very good. He said, Mr. President, let me just say something. I've been in your Justice Department for a lot of years. I've supported you up till now. But not only is this wrong, but if you do this, it's not going to work. Because Trump had said, what do I have to lose? He said, I'll tell you what you have to lose. Everybody's going to look around and say you had your third attorney general in 2 weeks. Third attorney general in 2 weeks. Everybody in the office quits, and you have the environmental guy pull an end run like this. Even the Supreme Court can't go along with that. It's too phony. It's too fake. It's too crooked, in fact, and crooked looking. You have a lot to lose because it won't work. And I am convinced that that's what did it. I am convinced that that argument, Trump doesn't care. He's a sociopath. He does not care if it's wrong or that it's risky or that it's risky. He doesn't care anything about that. What he did care about is that it would backfire and backfire against him. And it would be even more criminal activity than it already engaged in. And to take an environmental guy, inexperienced, jam him in as a third attorney general in a couple of weeks, It was too much. Too much. However, in the White House logs, Clark had already been designated. He'd already been designated as the acting attorney general. Already been designated as the acting attorney general. The day of the hearing, the FBI conducted a raid on Jeffrey Clark's house in Virginia. It's pre-dawn. The reason they have pre-dawn raids is to save lives of officers. No one really thought Jeffrey Clark would pull a weapon, but in a lot of places, officers have been killed executing search warrants. And you go in pre-dawn, guy's rubbing his eyes, drag him out in his pajamas and put him on the lawn, and went through and took his electronic devices. He is the subject of a criminal investigation right now. He's the subject of a criminal investigation. And you know something? The whole purpose of all of this, was to give the appearance of legitimacy, the appearance of authenticity to a fraud. A lot more to talk about this. The lines are filling up. Dan of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Good morning, Matt. I think it's super important that we, learn what happened and then actually take this information and figure out how to prevent it. And obviously one way to prevent it would be to hopefully bar Trump from ever being allowed to run again. But if you'll indulge me, I'd like to explore another thing that maybe would help with restoring some of the checks and balances that broke.
Yeah. All right.
Well, in the state of Wisconsin, we elect our attorney general. Is there anything in the Constitution that says that that cannot be an elected position? I mean, how is it set up in the Constitution? Obviously, it's part of the executive, but I mean, I know it's a cabinet position, right? Would that require a constitutional amendment, or would that be something that could be passed by law?
It would require a constitutional amendment, but beyond that, Dan, and I'll just say this, I do not think that's a good idea, and I'll tell you why. You could easily have a president elected, say a Democratic president, but a law and order thumper, Republican, get in as attorney general and subvert the president for 4 years. The attorney general, you have to trust a president who's elected, and unfortunately we couldn't trust Trump, to appoint somebody with integrity, like Biden did with Merrick Garland. Whether you agree with Merrick Garland or not, whether you think he's aggressive or not, he's honest. And Bobby Kennedy was attorney general. Some of the great figures in American history have been attorney general. I'll tell you what, if you elected attorney general, you could easily end up with a Biden-type president and a Ron DeSantis-type attorney general, and there would be nothing but sniping against the president. The downside is you get a Republican president. He's going to have a Republican attorney general, but many of them were honest. It was just this time around. And even Jeff Sessions finally had enough and stepped down. Rosen is honest. You had Trump at the end, desperate, trying to squeeze people in. I'll tell you what he did. He offered it, you're not going to believe this, to Sidney Powell. When Clark didn't look like he was going anywhere, Sidney Powell, she was a conspiracy lawyer who was disciplined by courts for lying in court. That's what he did. And the problem there is Trump. The problem there is not electing attorney general, is electing Trump. And Dan of Madison is exactly right. We can't have him in again. We cannot have him in again. The whole purpose of this was to give the illusion of authenticity. The whole purpose was the illusion of legitimacy, and tie it up in court so Trump and Pence would stay in for months or years. And then they go, let them stay another year and a half, and then we'll have another election. That cannot be permitted to happen again. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.